Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The second baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Runnels covering, for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Button scores. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garver for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards third. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on DeMaestri. Brewer moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive towards short. DeMaestri catches it and throws to second to double up Brewer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-0 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button misplays the ball. That's an error on Button. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Power reaches second base with a double. There goes Serve trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power juggles the ball. That's an error on Power. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to second. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Malzone scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-2 in the game. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carrasquel fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Button scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Wally Burnett now pitching. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Malzone moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Power settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Lopez reaches second base with a double. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Brewer, and towards Runnels, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lopez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 2 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Power takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeMaestri hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Martin pinch hits for Wally Burnett. Bob Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Craddock now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 3 in the game. Runnels bunts towards the mound. Craddock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Button moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Button moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lopez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Held, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. White goes all the way around to score. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer is 0 for 3 in the game. Brewer hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Button hits a line drive into right field. Tuttle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Tuttle. Pearsall scores. Button moves to second. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. There goes Button. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Carrasquel applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Williams is hit by the pitch. Runnels moves to second. Gene Stevens pinch runs for Ted Williams. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 3 in the game. Chiti takes first base on ball 4. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Held strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.